Another edition of the Prophetic Prayer Partnership. We are so excited to be connected through our partnership. And I've really been thinking as we are coming to the close of yet another year about how many years we've actually been doing these Monday night prophetic prayer partnerships. We have been prayer partners for a number of years now. And my goodness, it has been quite the journey. The journey of development, the journey of strength, the journey of power. Can you recall how many years you've been apart? How many months, how many weeks you've been a part of the prophetic prayer partnership? Well, I want you to know whether that is a short term or you have been on a long time. I want you to know that we have enjoyed having you a part of our prophetic prayer partnership. Much of what we are sharing, much of what we are teaching, much of what we are imparting is certainly with the intent to see you in a better space, to see you in a more matured space as it pertains to the things of the Spirit. Not every person who joins our Monday night calls is actually a part of our local church. But the objective of this prayer call is not to gain your subscription to our local church. In fact, it is to strengthen you as a prayer vessel so that if you are a part of another ministry, you can return back to that ministry and serve that ministry in a greater capacity in the area of prayer. If there is one thing a local assembly is always in need of, that is more prayer warriors. People who know how to pray and get a prayer through. So I pray that this time that you have been with this prophetic prayer partnership has been beneficial to you and has been indeed empowerment to you. I'm excited about what God is doing and I'm excited about what he's saying. I want you to prepare your hearts and your minds now as we are going back into our subject matter of recalibration. We are talking about recalibrating, recalibrating as it pertains to our lives, recalibrating as it pertains to our walk with the Lord. This has been a very interesting subject because there are so many reasons why we have to recalibrate. However, with all of the reasons that we have to recalibrate, I don't believe that we often take the time that is necessary to inspect and to ensure that we are properly calibrated. And because of that, because of leaving things left off or left unattended for so long, matters grow worse. And it makes it even more difficult to repair. It makes it more difficult to care for, to tend to. And so, taking special interest in what it is that's going on in your life to get you to a place of growth, to get you to a place of, watch this now, consistency. Can you say that word with me tonight? Consistency. I want to make sure that the flow of my life is consistent. The flow of my life, but not just spiritually, but the flow of my life relationally, the flow of my life financially, the flow of my life occupationally, the flow of my life mentally, and the flow of my life in every area and every aspect. I want to make sure that my life emotionally is consistent, that there is a consistency in the flow. A liquidity, nothing bringing about blockages, nothing stopping the flow. One of the things that they often check you for medically is, especially if the blood does not seem to be flowing properly, they're trying to do everything that they can to keep the blood from clotting. Because the clotting of blood, the thickening of the blood, reduces the ability for the blood to flow freely. And it can affect certain arteries. It can affect certain organs if the blood is not flowing, as it is medically. So it is when you transcend into the other areas of your life. Anything that is not flowing properly can cause damage and inevitably destruction. And I want to share with you because many people right now are in a time of reflection. Certainly, when you're coming to the end of the year and you're coming to the conclusion of the matter, people become very reflective. Have you been reflective in the last few days? Have you kind of been looking over your year and looking over your choices and looking over your decisions and connections? Have you been very reflective as of late? Well, I don't know about you, but especially when it comes down toward the end of the year, preferably you start looking at the end of November, the top of December, you just start reflecting over the year. Even companies, corporations, they begin to hold meetings to talk about the year, to assess the year and how it went, what went wrong. And they're just kind of going line upon line and precept upon precept because they need to see if changes need to be made in order to increase productivity. And I want to share with you tonight that if you are already planning to make changes to your life in the new year, and you deem that these changes are necessary in a contrast to how you've lived prior to this particular point in time, if you're really contemplating making changes that you deem necessary, that is all the proof you need that you've been living a lopsided life. A lopsided life. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine that just the consideration or the acknowledgement that changes are needed is the evidence and the proof that something in your life has been lopsided and not consistent at all. Now, that's a harsh reality. It is a harsh truth to embrace. It is something very difficult to admit about oneself. But I don't know about you, but when there are changes that need to be made drastically, you don't mind admitting that things have not been the way they need to be in my life. Things have been lopsided. And I don't know what it is about us, because when we start doing this whole assessment and we come to the conclusion that things are lopsided and things are off and the kilter, things are off kilter. You know, we believe we can psychologically schedule change. That's an amazing thing to me. We just start thinking, I need to do things differently. I'm gonna, you know what? In 2026, I'm not doing this. I'm making all kinds of changes, and I'm not playing in 2026. We psychologically start scheduling these changes, and we do this as if something in the present moment will magically be less restraint for us in the coming days. We start talking about what we're going to do in January as if the thing that's hindering us in December won't be there in January. What is magically going to happen that's going to move your hindrance in January? Like it's right there right now. See, officially being now within 10 days of the turn of another year, resolutions are literally about to be another form of deceiving disappointment in our lives. And we're doing this is going to happen to us because of false scheduling. We are falsely scheduling a change that we don't intend to make. If you're so serious about perfecting the balance of your existence again, start now. Somebody ought to declare that with me. I have to start now. I have to start now. My hindrances are not going to be different in January. Those hindrances that I have right now, they're going to still be there in January. Those hindrances that I have right now, they're going to still be there in February. It absolutely does not matter that it is the turn of a new year. There are things I need to change, and I need to change it now. No more delay. No more procrastination. No more holding myself up. No more slothfulness. No more falsely scheduling my change and falsely scheduling my freedom and falsely scheduling my decisions. No, I must start now. They must be executed now. Did you say it to yourself? Or are you sitting there with a pout on your face and really just upset with me tonight that I'm tapping into this? Do you have a pout, or are you serious about this change? Come on, begin to declare it right now. I must start now. I have to start now. I have to start now. If I'm going to live in this space called better, if I'm going to live in this space called maturity, if I'm going to live in this space called fruition, if I'm going to live in this space called manifestation, if I'm going to go to a place that I've been praying for, a place that's been prophesied over my life, if I'm going to get there, I can't keep living lopsided and then saying to myself, all right, I'll finish the month of December unhealthily, and I'm gonna all of a sudden magically gonna make some healthy and conscious decisions in January. No, that's not how change works. Change works in the moment you make the decision. That's when change will take place. That's where change lives. It lives in the moment you make a decision. I'm getting up from here. I'm not getting up from here March the 15th. I'm getting up from here right now. I'm going to start making better decisions from here on out. I'm going to start doing things differently from here on out. I'm going to start making myself and holding myself accountable from here on out. I'm not going to take down from here on out. The recalibration is necessary, and it is necessary for now. I'm not going to spend a few more weeks in fun. I'm not going to spend a few more weeks in toxicity. I'm not going to spend the last, amen, 9 days of the year, amen, in frustration. No, the time is now. I must start now. Change begins now. Change begins with your decision. Change begins with your effort. Change begins with your choice. Change begins with your better judgment. Let the change begin now. Let it begin now. I don't know what it is, sisters and brothers, but tonight I am feeling that word so strongly in my spirit. The word is now. Now, now, now. No more waiting. Oh, you know what? In the new year, I'm gonna start back going to church. I'm gonna start back praying more. In the new year, I'm gonna start back in my word. In the new year, I'm gonna stop this and I'm gonna cut this out in the new year. No, I hear the word of the Lord saying to you now. Now, the decision that you need to make, that you've been putting off, that you've been prolonging, that you've been procrastinating, that you have been too afraid to make, that you have been too timid to tackle, that fear, praise God, that has rested upon you and has been a heaviness on you, the Holy Spirit came tonight to tell you now. Now, not next Tuesday, not next Thursday, not next Friday, now, now, now. If there are things that need to be changed in your life and you know these changes, you don't need anybody from the outside telling you about these changes. These are the changes that you know you have needed to make. You have been beating yourself up over these changes. You have been telling yourself how necessary these changes that need to be made are. You've been telling yourself this, not your pastor, not your prophets, not your prayer partners, not your family members, not your closest friends, not even your spouse, not even your significant others. Those changes that you know are necessary, you've been telling yourself. They have been living in your subconscious. They have been living there, and they have been dwelling there, and they have been plaguing you. They have been the things that have kept you up, that have kept you stressed, that have kept you frustrated. Well, if those things have been there, then those are the things that require your attention. They require your change. They require your decision. And the decision cannot afford to be elongated or prolonged any further. Change is required. It is leading you down paths of toxicity and hazardous. You've been in hazardous places. You have been in places of deadliness, poisonous places. You have been centered around things that keep pulling at your spirit, keep weighing you down. Why is it? What is it about these poisonous things that you just can't seem to break free from? Every time you get close to a breakthrough, it's the same group, it's the same words, it's the same energy that keeps weighing you down heavily. And you know the change, you know it. This is the same cycle, the same time each year, the same cycle. And the Father is saying tonight, you have not. Watch this. It's not that you have not learned. You've learned. You've just not decided. See, you can learn a lesson and still choose not to apply the revelation of the lesson that you've learned. You've learned it. You know exactly what it is. You can pinpoint it. You can call it out by name. I'm telling you, praise God. You can draw it out of a lineup and begin to identify it name by name, and height and complexion and all of these things. You can give the fullest detail of what's going on. You have learned the lesson. You just have not applied the changes. You have not made the decisions. But God is saying tonight, now. When does the calibration begin? Well, for me, it's going to be January the 1st. I can't wait to get to church, watch night or New Year's Day. I can't wait. I'm going to make that decision. No, now. God is saying now. I feel the anointing of the Holy Spirit upon this. I feel that God is talking to somebody in such a tremendous way. And it's amazing because many of you who are listening tonight, you may even feel, oh my goodness, how is Bishop Nixon talking like this? And oh my God, how did he know? And oh Lord, if it almost feels like I'm singling you out, doesn't it? It feels like I am just pulling you out and putting your business on Front Street. But you know, you would be surprised at how many of us God has been saying now to. So I don't want you to feel alone, but I do want you to feel targeted. I do want you to feel that the Holy Spirit is speaking expressly to you tonight, because tonight is your night. Right now is your moment to make the decision to calibrate, to straighten yourself up, and to check your balance. What is it that keeps pulling you to a particular direction? Out of control, out of alignment. What is it? What is it? Identify it. And if you can identify it, it is time to correct the problem. It is time to rectify the problem. It is time to bring, amen, resolve to the problem. Not a New Year's resolution, a right now resolution. Not a New Year's resolution, a right now resolution. Come on, let's change the whole narrative of this thing. Those traditions have been menial, they have been trivial. And if we're honest, those New Year resolutions don't make it half of the year. Praise God, more or less the first quarter, they don't survive. But tonight, the Lord is saying no more New Year's resolution. It's a now resolution. I am resolving this right now. I am dealing with this right now. I am putting this thing to rest right now. There's a right now. There's a right now. There's a right now. I feel the anointing of the Holy Spirit upon this. I believe that the Lord is talking to us. I believe that the Lord is resetting us and causing us to make the decisions that are necessary for our right now. All we have is right now. All we have is right now. No, you're not going to exercise in the new year if you have not made a decision right now to do it. So you don't have to, there's not going to be any difference on January the 1st than there is right now on December the 22nd. There is no difference. Sisters and brothers, here we are. Here we are at a pivotal moment. This is a moment that is allowing us the chance to make a change, to make a choice, to make a decision. This is your moment. This is your time to confront it. And to resolve it, to confront it and to resolve it, to confront it and to resolve it. Procrastination, I'm not taking with me. Delay, I'm not taking with me. Are some of you ready for this? Anxiety, I'm not taking with me. I have lived long enough in anxiety. Is there anybody else right there with me? We have lived long enough in anxiety, avoiding the things that bring us fear and that cause us to tremble. We have spent enough time in that. Now is the time. And I hear the word of the Lord saying, now, N-O-W, N-O-W. Now, I'm not taking that with me into the future. I'm not elongating what the change is going to look like. I'm demanding, I am commanding that the change begins now. This is a decision that I am making right now. Well, I'm excited to pray with you tonight. I'm excited to go before the Obadadadasia. I'm excited to go before the Lord. Amen. As it pertains to this now, this now, this now. The Lord is speaking to us in this now. And we want to begin tonight with a praise report that comes from Benita Clark. She says, a few months ago, my dear friend and cousin Linda suffered a stroke with bleeding on her brain. She was in a coma and things were looking very, very dim. As time progressed, she was transferred to a long-term facility in North Carolina. Friday morning, I received a call from her husband, and he said, your buddy wants to talk to you. Linda is talking. She said, I was told you have been praying for me. God answers prayer, more faith. I echo those words, Sister Benita, and praise God for your dear friend Linda. More faith. God is so faithful, and we thank God for answering prayer. Those of you who have submitted your prayer requests, we are praying for you as we always do. LaDonna Silvers, Benita Thompson, Shanika Muniz, Pamela Edie, Terry Copeland, Kikamon Rockmore, Danina Smith Mann, Quan Stewart, Johnny Stafford, Redonia Johnson, Patsy Rizzo, Shirima Abdullah, Elaine Witherspoon, Ruth Aileen, Tatiana Cox, Verna Simmons, Benjamin Payton, Diane Everett, Nicole Carter, Kimberly Tate, Martin Merced, Celeste Johnson, Justin Mack, Jaina Thompson, Rosalinda Archbold, and Benita Clark. We are praying for each of you who have submitted your prayer requests, and even those of you who have not, we are praying. We are praying for you in those areas that you have pinpointed and targeted your most earnest prayers. Let's look to the Lord tonight and let's pray with an earnest heart and with great expectation and anticipation. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, you are good. You are so great. You are so holy. You are so awesome. There is absolutely nothing that gains our attention like the works and the wonders of your hand. Just being in your presence, we find the fullness of joy. All that we need is right there in your presence. We want to thank you tonight for granting us an access into your presence and allowing us to come into the room where you are. You have been so much for us. You have been so intentional where it concerns us. Father, you have watched over us, even when we did not know or realize that we have needed watching over. You have dispatched and dispersed your angels to keep watch over us, even when we failed to make the necessary decisions to bring our lives into proper alignment with your will. Father, you have put up safeguards to prevent us from crashing and to prevent us from annihilation and destruction. You've kept us in the safety of your will, the safety of your word. You have kept us hidden in your pavilion. You have been a refuge for us. You have been a strength and a fortress for us. Not only have you kept us safe by preventing us from harming ourselves, but you have also defended us against onslaughts and attackers, those that have come to annihilate and those that have come to assassinate. You defended us, and we want to say thank you. You defended us in things, first of all, that we were guilty of, guilty as charged, yet you defended us. Not only that, but you defended us even when we did not even realize we were under attack. You dispatched your ministering angels, that army of angels with swords and chariots of fire. They have been encamped round about us because we fear you. Father, tonight, in the name of the Lord, we believe wholeheartedly and through our earnest faith that we're getting ready to come into a different season, a season called now, a season of decision, a season of stability, a season of consistency. Father, every area of our lives that has experienced brokenness and has experienced delay and dilemma, Father, we believe that you are giving us remedy and elixir. You are causing us to be healed in those very spaces and in those very places. Spirit of the living God, refresh us, and cause us to see through a lens of optimism. Father, deliver us from the spirit of pessimism and negativity and darkness and gloominess. We thank you now that you are lifting us out of this slump and out of this slumber. We thank you that even now, this attack, being spiritual, that it has rested so heavily upon the physical. And Father, we keep looking for where the issue is physically. But Father, it has been a spiritual issue. We have been targeted in the spirit. But God, you be God. You be God above all and in all. We thank you now that there is no lack and there is no delay and that there is no procrastination and that there is no slothfulness. We thank you. We are not going to confuse vigilance, and we're not going to confuse caution with anxiety. Father, there are so many things that are transpiring that have stilled our feet, that have caused us to be immobilized and caused us to be handicapped as a result of our timidity and our fears. But Father, that is not the same as caution and vigilance. You instructed us to be vigilant. Father, I pray that you show us the difference and give us the discernment that we are no longer missing, but that we are able to go forward. We are able to go forward with caution and with discernment and with vigilance, being fully aware, knowing our surroundings, and moving carefully accordingly, but not dilemmaed because of our fear. Not stagnated because of our fear. We defeat fear tonight. My God, we arrest fear tonight, and we declare and decree that the voice of fear is now silenced. We declare and we decree that the irrational voice of fear, the deceptive voice of fear, be silenced tonight. We come against every made-up scenario, every made-up outcome that has been conjured by the spirit of fear. We declare that we shall see life as your word has declared it. We shall see the outcomes as your word has promised it. We shall walk and not be weary. We shall go forward and we will not faint. We declare your word over this call tonight, over the saints on the call tonight. We thank you for a recalibration of our faith. We thank you for a recalibration of determination. We thank you for a recalibration, my God, of joy and of peace. We thank you for a recalibration of focus and of vision. We thank you. We thank you that we are being delivered, my God, divinely escorted out of places of frustration. Father, it's going to work out just like you said. It cannot be otherwise. It must be what you said. Realign our spirit with that. Recalibrate our spirit with that. That we walk with faith without leaning and without wavering to any other direction other than to where you told us to go. We declare that we are moving straight forward, that we are moving straight forward. No delay, no delay. We come against delay. We speak into the now. We speak into the very moment that we are in. All of our needs are met and every account is settled. We thank you now, God. We thank you that the prognosis and the diagnosis looks exactly like your word. Everything is starting to line up in the body, outside of the body. We thank you that our decisions, our decisions and our judgments and our choices are now going to line up with our prophecy. We thank you now that our prophecy will not be a contradiction to our choices and our choices not be a contradiction to our prophecy, but everything in cohesive order. We thank you that our bodies are coming into alignment. My God, our decisions as it relates to our bodies are coming into alignment. Whatever has been falling weak, whatever has been falling off, whatever has been coming into assault and into ailment and affliction, we declare alignment. Replace the affliction with alignment. Calibrate us tonight in the name of the Lord. Help us to see clear. Help us to hear clear. Help us to speak with clarity. We declare clarity even now, be it so by the power of God. And we give you glory tonight. We give you honor tonight. We give you praise tonight. We are not confused tonight. We are not confused, nor are we confounded. We know exactly where we are. Not only do we know where we are, we know where we're going. We know where we're going because we are back in tune with you. You have led us. You have brought us. You have taught us. You have kept us. And we give you glory tonight. Now, Father, as we prepare to conclude this week, these few days that we have left in this year, we thank you that we're not waiting for the start of a new year to make new decisions. We are making those decisions right now. We are making those choices right now. We're executing better judgment right now. We're moving away from toxicity right now. We're coming out of delay, dilemma, procrastination, and hindrance. We're coming out of it right now. It's not a scheduled change. The change is spontaneous. The change is now. The change is immediate. We're making the decision, and you will honor us in the place of decision. You will honor us in the place of choice. And we give you praise tonight. We give you glory tonight. We thank you that life is worth living because you live. We thank you that we have a new lease on life. We're not giving up, not throwing in the towel. We're not quitting. We're not walking away. We are ready. We are ready for what's next, ready for what you're going to do, ready to hear future instructions, ready to receive new directives. We're ready. And we give you praise in the now. We give you praise in the now. And let the days that are coming be a reflection of the choices that we're making in the now. We give you praise in the now, and we consider it done. In the name of Jesus Christ, we say thank God, and we say amen. Now come, saints, help me praise the Lord. Help me lift him up. Help me magnify him. My God, help me glorify him. Help me extol him. Hey, he's worthy, 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 worthy. Come on and lift him now, saints. Come on and bless him. him. Ah, wonderful Savior, wonderful Savior, wonderful Savior. Oh, yes, you ought to praise him now. You ought to praise him now. You ought not let your heart be troubled. You ought not be weighed down. You ought not be confounded. You ought not be cast down. You ought to lift up your spirit, your countenance, and your posture, and you should praise the Lord right now. Oh, his mercy endures forever. He's worthy. He's great. He's awesome. He's magnificent. Ah, he's all sufficient, all powerful, all knowing. My God, there is no God likened unto our God. We praise him tonight. We praise him tonight. We praise him tonight. Glory be to the name of our God. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. We say yes, Lord, in Jesus' wonderful and glorious name. Thank God and thank God again. Saints, we are blessed. We are blessed tonight. We are blessed tonight. We're in the now. I want you to live in the now. The God that we serve is able and he is willing. See, not only is he able, he's also willing. He's willing to do as he has promised unto you. So I want you to get ready for the days that are ahead of you. I want you to get ready. I want you to really condition yourself to move in the totality. In the totality of the promises of God. For they are yea, and in him, in response to his promises, we say amen. Well, God bless you all tonight. Again, we've only got a few days left in 2025, but we're not waiting until 2026. We're going to make the decisions that are necessary for our alignment and calibration. We're going to make them now. God has given us to come into the now to remedy this lopsided life. We're not living lopsided anymore. We don't have to. God has given us the ability to come out of this lopsided walking and this lopsided talking and this lopsided countenance, this lopsided attitude, and to come into alignment, stand up straight, and have a corrective posture as we move with power into a new day. My God. Well, the Lord bless you all. Have an amazing week. That's really and sincerely my prayer to you. And I cannot wait for us to connect once more and again next Monday night, the final Monday night prophetic prayer partnership for 2025. It's been amazing having you as a prayer partner. Until next time, good night, everybody.